January 23, Scripture reading, Genesis 5, verses 21 to 24. God took him. Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. Genesis 5:24. Enoch, we read, walked with God 300 years. That was a long time to be in communion with him. He communed with God because it was agreeable to him, and he loved the society of God. Enoch was a marked character. Many look upon his life as something above what the generality of mortals can ever reach. But Enoch's life and character represent what the lives and characters of all must be if, like Enoch, they are subjects to be translated when Christ shall come. His life was what the life of every individual may be if he closely connects with God. We should remember that Enoch was surrounded with influences so depraved that God brought a flood of waters on the world to destroy its inhabitants for their corruption. We are living in an evil age. The perils of the last days thicken around us. Because iniquity abounds, the love of many waxes cold. Enoch's case is before us. He lived in a corrupt age when moral pollution was teeming all around him. Yet he trained his mind to devotion, to love purity. His conversation was upon heavenly things. He educated his mind to run in this channel, and he bore the impress of the divine. His countenance was lighted up with the light which shineth in the face of Jesus. Enoch had temptations as well as we. He was surrounded with society, no more friendly to righteousness than is that which surrounds us. The atmosphere he breathed was tainted with sin and corruption, the same as ours. Yet he lived a life of holiness. He was unsullied with the prevailing sins of the age in which he lived. So may we remain pure and uncorrupted. He was a representative of the saints who live amid the perils and corruptions of the last days. For his faithful obedience to God, he was translated. So also the faithful who are alive and remain will be translated. They will be removed from a sinful and corrupt world to the pure joys of heaven. Our present work is to come out from the world and be separate. This is the only way we can walk with God, as did Enoch.